Hi. Good evening. Welcome to Ian's Place. My name is Ian, and this is my place. I'm not sure. We're still working out the kinks of this radio program. I thought I started at 8 o'clock, but it doesn't look like I'm going to. I start at 7:55, so if there's anybody out there listening, welcome. I'm going to do another welcome at 8 o'clock also. So today, I'm going to repeat this, so today on Ian's Place, we're going to discuss sandboxes. Sandboxes could be called your physical reality, it could be called your life, it could be called many, many different things. Your circle that you know, if you stood in a circle and you drew a line or circle around you, then that would be called your sandbox also. And what we do with our sandboxes is we just decorate them. That's what we do. We decorate our sandboxes as we will. That's called free will. And when we get into this game, then when we realize that this is our sandbox and we can decorate it any way we want, then we get into it. And some people don't realize that they can decorate their sandbox any way they wish. And this is what a part of what Ian's Place is all about. Ian's Place is about learning how to decorate your sandbox your way, or create your life your way. And that's what we're going here to do here. This is what this program is all about. So this is a call-in talk show. I hope that you do call in. I don't have guests. My listeners are my guests. And I would like for you to call in, and we can talk about anything you would like to talk about. If there's some kind of a subject matter that you would like to talk about, please call in. The 800 numbers are, and these are all worldwide numbers, is 1-888-228-4494. That's the U.S. Canada number. And then the worldwide number is 1-877-489-6350. I also have a website. I've got a book that I wrote and a CD. It's a guided meditation journey that takes you back all the way to your beginning. And that's for sale on my website. It's wakeupitstimetoremember.com. If you would like to email me a letter, please do. It's iansplace@comcast.net. And you can find that on my website also at www.wakeupitstimetoremember.com. And we're just about ready to hit my real time, and I'm going to start this over. But I do would want to encourage you to please call in and ask. We can talk about anything. We don't have to stay on the topic. You know, we can go from here to there. But the topic will start out tonight of sandboxes and how you can create your sandbox any way you wish. What we do have is a lot of spiritual people who think that they have to think in the negative, positive, bad, good, positive, negative arena in their life. And it's not about the positive and good, negative and positive thinking. It's strictly about thinking. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our thought processes just into thinking. We're going to think about thinking for the time that we do have on Sundays evenings at 7:55. I thought it was 8, and I'm just about ready to change over and start this program one more time, in case there's a lot of people that didn't start at 7:55 with me. So I hope you have to send out some new notices that my loan program starts at 8 o'clock. So here we go. Welcome to Ian's Place. My name is Ian, and this is my place. And welcome to my second radio program. And tonight we are going to be discussing sandboxes. And your sandbox is your life, you know, what you see in it, what you do in it. And if you don't see what you're thinking in your head, why not? Because we all have thoughts, and all our body does is walk into our thoughts. And it will follow our body, will follow our thoughts anywhere. All we need to do as a personality self is tell it where to go. This is a talk radio program, and I'm really encouraging my guests. I don't have guests. You would be my guest. But I want to give you the 800 numbers first, and I really want to encourage you to call in. The U.S.-Canada number is 1-888-228-4494. And the worldwide number is 1-877-489-6350. You can call those numbers anytime and reach us. And if you have a question, I'd love for you to come in. So anyway, back to the topic. We're going to be talking about sandboxes and what our sandbox is. What our life is all about is how we have this thing called free will, and we can decorate our sandbox any way we want. That's what free will is about. And all we do here on Earth is think and create, think and create. That's all we do. And so what we don't know, though, is what we have forgotten, if you will, that we can create our life any way we want. And our thinking directs where our body goes. All our body does is think of where it's going. All our body does is follow our thought process. And we do it every day, and it's called manifestation. And we don't realize, or some of us don't realize, that we manifest 24/7 a day, right? 24 hours, 7 days a week now, without even consciously know where we're going. And that's called the walking dead. That means you're unconscious. To become conscious means that you realize what's going on within your embodiment. But now what happens? Well, we get up, we go to work, we're saying we're unconscious of our thought processing. And we get up, take a shower, get the kids ready off for school, and we go to work. And that's it, you know. And then we go to lunch, we come home, we pick up the kids. But we all do it on automatic. We're on autopilot. But what's really happening is that your body is following your thought process. That's the bottom line. And if you tell your body that you need to go to work and be there at 8 o'clock, then that's what your body will do. It'll just follow your thinking. That's all it does now, is just follow your thinking. And so if that's the case, and it is, then maybe we want to take a different look at it and say, okay, well, if my body just follows my thinking, shouldn't I be able to just tell it where to go? Absolutely. You need to tell your body where to go consciously. And that's the beauty of this whole thing. Once you start being conscious of your thinking, then you could think, oh, you know what? I've been going to this deadbeat job for so long. I need a change. And your physical reality will perk up and go, you do? You want a change? All right, let's go do this and let's go do that. But then the next thought down, even though you have these exciting thoughts, oh, man, I would love to do this, or I'd love to get a different job, or I'd love to maybe not have to work 4 days a week and maybe only work 2 days a week. And your body gets started to get excited, and your thought processing starts to get excited. Oh, yes, let's do that. Let's do that. Oh, man, wouldn't that be great if I could just work 2 days a week? Or wouldn't it be great if I could go work over here where I would love to do that type of work? You know, but I'm kind of stuck here in this dead-end job. And all of a sudden, you get really excited about the possibilities of your life. I mean, you sit there and you think for about 15 minutes, and you start formulating all these wonderful things that you want to experience in your life. And you get this excitement going. And then about 15 minutes down the road, many of us come to, oh, it probably would never happen. And you know what just happened? You just cut it off. You just stopped this dream of yours. You know why? Because you declared it. You know why you felt good? Because you were making a declarative sentence. And we've got to start listening to our words. Once you declare something and say, this is what I'm experiencing, and you allow that process to stay in your head, that will happen. Your dream will come true. But you have to focus, and you have to understand that you have to monitor your words and your thoughts. And as I explained last week, this is how the body reacts. You think one way, you speak another way, and then you act a different way. And your body doesn't know where to go. It's just standing there going, which way do I go? Because it's stagnating because you've just thought, spoke, and acted three different ways. That's just for starters. But what do you think would have happened in this scenario? You think one thing, you speak the same thing, and you act on your thoughts and your words. Then your body knows exactly where to go. It's following your thinking, your speaking, and your actions. That's called being in alignment. And you've aligned your body so it goes, oh, I get it. This is where I'm supposed to go. And that is such a great, great thing. And you do it 24/7 right now. You get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. You say, I have to go to work. And then that's your thought process before you even talk to anybody. And then you tell the kids, get up. We got to get you to school because I've got to go to work. And then the next movement is pile in the car, get the kids going, and now you're headed to work. So your thinking, your speaking, and your actions are totally in alignment, and you're not even conscious of it. So now we have to come to, now we go to the part where, well, what about my dreams? What about my aspirations? Where, how do I make them happen? And you've heard the adage, change your thinking, change your life. It is such a true statement. And so what we're doing here is we need to get away from the positive, negative, good, bad scenarios. And because a thought is a thought. Doesn't matter. This, when you speak, the universe doesn't care what you think because it will only perform what you think, speak, and act towards. When you're in alignment, you are headed in that direction like you do every day already. There's nothing different. So when you want to think, speak, and act one different way that's outside of your, that's inside your decorative sandbox right now. You're just out there decorating your sandbox. You're going here, you're going there, and you're adding wallpaper up over here, and you're laying the rug down over here. But then you want these dreams that are outside what you do mundanely every day. Sure. Hi, who's calling and what can I do?
Oh, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is my first time hearing you, but I agree with you that we create our own reality. And yes. I just wondered if you would be interested in me telling you that on February the 14th, there will be a World Sound Healing Day. And we're asking to get a lot of people together to do the sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested in that?
You're telling me, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. The sounding is a man called Jonathan Goldman, and he asked that we tone the heart sound of R or Om, you know, a minimum of 5 minutes, 12 noon Eastern time, so that would be wherever you are. You have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did it any time on the 14th of February, which, of course, is Valentine's Day and the Love Day, that it would be good. The more of us get together, the better. They'd like to have 8,000 people doing it. I'm sure they will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway. Huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like this is part of what you're talking about, how we create what we want. And I'm past all the childbearing thing like you're talking about because I'm 85, but I'm very busy and doing world work, and
mm-hmm.
So I wanted to just take this opportunity to suggest to anybody who wants to join on the February the 14th, and sound, and let it go around the world.
So you want the Om sound. You know what one of my projects are, and to get off the subject here for a second. I'm sorry, may I have your first name again?
My name is Anne Card, Card, and I'm in Northern California.
Oh, Anne, thank you. I'm in Seattle. You know
what?
We're not far apart. This is one of my dreams, and one day this is going to happen. Whether it happens to me or someplace else, it's going to happen. I agree with your Oming. It's an intention, and when you focus on an intention, there's so much healing that can go on because that's what we're focused on. And that's why when people, obviously I'm not a religious sort, but there are many people who go in that are religious and go into a sick person's hospital and they pray. And that's the same, it's all focused thinking.
It's focused thinking.
And so when they go in and they surround a bed and all of a sudden somebody pops up and says, it's a miracle, I'm not dead, and starts dancing, there was a focused intention towards that person. That person accepted it. And here we go, and that's what thought processing is all about. Thoughts create. Everything begins with a thought, and then we go forward from there.
So we have to be really careful what we think.
Keep
it positive.
Well, that's what I was just explaining. In my world, there's no positive or negative. There's just thoughts and how you want those thoughts to play out. If it's a thought that doesn't support you, then you need to, what I do in my life, I catch a thought in my head that does not support me and where I'm wanting to go, I literally take the back of my forehead as a chalkboard, and I take that thought and I erase it off the back of my forehead and I go, no, this is not where I am going. This is where I am going. So it's not a matter of good, bad, positive, negative. It's just a thought. Your thoughts.
Yeah.
You experienced your thought, whether quote unquote a bad thought or a negative thought or a good thought or a positive thought, quote unquote. It's just about thinking. And your bad thoughts, quote unquote, happen just as readily as your good thoughts. So it's just about thinking. And so one of my projects soon is, remember when we used to have, we had that wonderful thing, it was called Hands Across America.
Yes.
And everybody joined, I want Hands Across the Borders.
Hands Across the World.
Yeah, and I want that one very bad.
We didn't have any borders. If we didn't have any borders, we wouldn't have any greed.
Well, it's the borders,
anyway,
the borders are coming down.
I'm working at it all the time.
You know what? Keep on going. You don't sound 85. I hope I'm a quarter of what you are at that age. And
having a lot of work done here. We have a beautiful place to have gatherings, and we have meditation every week on Wednesdays with men and women, and we're getting more men than women. Can you believe that one? It's been lovely.
Well, Anne, would you do me a favor and go to Wake Up? It's Wake Up. It's Time to Remember.com. And would you like email me your information, and we'll get in touch after the show or in the next
Wake
day.
Up. What was it?
Wake Up. It's Time to Remember.
Oh, It's Time to Remember. Okay. .com. Okay, I'll do it. Okay,
Thank you very much, Dan. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So, okay, where were we? Am I still on? I just got a dial tone. Yeah? I'm still here? Am I still here? Okay. Well, hopefully I'm still connected. I just got a dial tone. Oh, I'm fine. Okay, thank you very much. I'm a newbie to this. All right, thank you. So anyway, where were we? We're thinking about thinking and our thoughts and what they do for us. So how we start creating our life our way is, number one, we need to start monitoring our thoughts 24/7. And if you catch yourself thinking about a thought that does not support you and where you're going, erase it. However you want to do that, say, you know, I don't want you in my thought processes anymore. This is where what I'm going to start thinking. This is how I'm going to think. And this is where I'm heading. And this is what I am doing in my life right now. Want to get away from the future and the past? The past can't be proven up, number one. And number two, the future is so far out there. We think so far in advance that we never can catch up to our thought processes, maybe 10, 15 years down the road, because the body, you've got so many thoughts in front of the body, you're just stacking them up and go, and 10, 15 years later down the road, you're going, oh, wow, look at this. I've been thinking about this for 10, 15 years now, and here it is. It must be fate. Well, kind of. It's your thought process, your body finally catching up to your thought process. But what's going to happen is you're going to start pulling yourself into the now, and the more you stay in the now, things will happen now. Because all we do is we think into the future, and we act on the past. We think into the future, and we act upon the past. Right now, we're all thinking, we're all experiencing a past thought process. For those of you who are listening, you decided at some point in time that you were going to listen to this radio program at 8 o'clock. And so now you're experiencing that. But it was a past thought process. And a couple of seconds ago, I decided I was going to say a few words. And I've said those. But I was experiencing a past thought process. That's all we experience. So what we want to change, we want to start changing and make sure that our past thought processes is always going to support us for who we are, what we are, and where we're going in the now. Go ahead. Hi, caller. This is Ian. Can I help you?
Hi, Ian. This is Taz.
Hi, Taz. Taz, this is Taz of the Taz and Paula Show on KKUP. What is it? Tell me.
Well, KKUP, and it's 91.5 FM, and we are international on our radio program, and we're weekly.
Yes, tell them what time and what day.
Oh, this is, well, from 11 until 12 or 12 to 1. You can go to the website, TazAndPaulaShow.com, and you'll be able to hook into our weekly program on Thursdays.
Well, Taz and Paula Show has been around for years. I've been a guest on their program a lot of times, and they're just wonderful women, just wonderful. And they
well,
gave
thank
me a
you.
Lot
you
of practice.
You well, you're actually you know, stupendous in what you're doing, and bringing such breathtaking, thought-provoking words of wisdom to people, and giving them the real go ahead in their life, and giving them the ability to be able to step forward instead of having to step back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really powerful.
Thank you. I just had to.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you know, this is it. I've studied this for like over 21 years. I had to figure it out for myself.
Well, you really do walk your talk, you know?
That's one thing I can declare. I needed to know how the universal laws worked. I needed to know how this powerful God within us all worked. And I have. That's one thing I can say about myself, is that I really worked hard into figuring out how to create my life at my will. And then I had to start talking about it. I.e. the radio program. Whether anybody listens or not, that's a different story, but I just wanted to get out there and talk about it, what I've learned, and how I live, and, you know, that's all I can do. But I think it's a good outlet for me, to get these words out. And so, wow, thanks for calling in. Are you sticking with me?
Well, I thought I'd stick with you.
Okay.
So, you know, people just learning what, you know, what to do when they get stuck. And sometimes people forget because they get, you know, logged down in the in their daily projects, and to be able to have that hope and that that area where their mind is saying, okay, this is where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how long it takes.
Exactly. I know that one.
You know?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of people that are on their journey right now, or they're just starting it, and then there's some that have been on their journey for years, and they get stuck, they get bogged down, and they want to be free, but they're afraid to step out to be free. You know, God is unlimited. There's no limitation in God. And each and every one of us has this God self within us that is unlimited and knows no limitations. But here's the game. This God of ours created us all as individuals. Our journey is an individual journey. And when we die, it's an individual death. And so we come in, each with our own soul, spirit, if you will. And then when we leave, if we pass on, you've never heard anybody who's had a near-death experience come back and say, oh, there was a bunch of us going through the tunnel together. It was a great blast. It's never happened. Never, those words have never been spoken. So here we have an individual life. And what many of us has done, especially women, has turned their life over to a man to dictate to. Because somewhere along the line, a long time ago, some priest declared women had no souls. And women bought into that for years and years and years. And we're barely getting out of it in today's market, in today's time. Women are finally taking back their strength. They're finally taking back their soul. And they're saying, 1 minute, hold the phone. I'm a breathing, intelligent person, and I can make up my own decision, and as you should, but so should the guys, you know. God made guys individuals. Everybody's an individual. He did not create 50% of the population to control the other 50%. That didn't happen. It was created because the women were talked into the game of, oh, You guys be soulless, and we'll tell you what to do, and we shall barter you as cattle, but we'll just take care of you, and you can put these cloths over your heads, and it only has an eye slit. I mean, please, don't even get me started going on this one. But this is an experience for men and women to play out this scenario, and what's going to happen is the women have taken back their soul, they have taken back their wisdom, and it's going to make women stronger. So is there a bad, good, positive, negative to the scenario? No. It was a learning. Not only was it a learning for the women, but also for the men. And now what we're doing is we're finally figuring out that we are individuals, that God made us individuals, and we get to decorate our little sandbox as individuals. And so what happens is we have these, you know how they have bubbles in your bath, bubble bath? You see all these little bubbles rubbing against each other? Well, Each one of those little bubbles is an individual. And we do interact with each other. But what happens is sometimes when we have these sandboxes, what we do is we go visit each other's sandbox. We jump from one sandbox to the next and go visiting. But what happens sometimes is we go visiting their other friends' sandbox, and we start controlling their sandbox. And the person that you're visiting doesn't know, say, sorry, this is my sandbox. I would love for you to stay. I could share it. But if not, then go back to your own sandbox. We're hearing a lot of clicking. So anyway, that's we're individuals with individual thinking, with individual powers. We all have the same equal power within us, the God within us, and that God wants to expand because it's unlimited. But what it won't do, it will never override your free will. There's no conditions with free will. There's no limitation with free will. And you can decorate your little sandbox any way you want. And this father within us says, oh, is that what you want to experience? So be it. Oh, is this what you want to experience? Go for it. Oh, how about this over here? Oh, okay, thank you. So we have all these little sandboxes that each individual owns. And we do interact with each other. And sometimes it's violent and sometimes it's very, very loving. But what we're getting, I believe, is that we're starting to know or realize or become conscious that our sandbox belongs to us, and we get to decorate it at will. And sometimes an individual sandbox is very, very chaotic. And they go, oh, my God, I just want some peace in my life. When is this peace ever going to show up? And when it will show up when you don't want to experience the chaos anymore. And when you get rid of the chaos and the anger and the blaming of others, when you take responsibility for you and you then say, I am going to be peaceful. My reality is now going to be peaceful. And a question I ask many people is, if you had all the money in the world, you probably wouldn't have a job, but if you had the perfect job in the world, if you had the perfect kids and the perfect husband, what kind of person would you be? If everything was, all the stars were lined up, and you always say, well, if I had all of that stuff, this is the person that I would be. And then you start picturing yourself, I would be nice, I would be kind, I would be giving, I would be the happiest person in the world if all of those things happened. And what I'm saying to you is, once you're kind, once you're peaceful, once you're giving, once all that starts from you, your reality will follow your thinking. And when you want chaos to leave your world, you need to get chaos out of your brain. And it will unfold in front of you a peaceful life, a less chaotic life. And when you make a declarative statement, that's what declarative statements are for. We didn't create them just to hear the word declarative. And, you know, there's this definition over here, but don't pay attention to it. Words are very, very powerful. And when you make a declarative statement, I have decided my life is going to be peaceful. I have decided that I'm going to be kind to people. Whether they're kind to me or not, doesn't matter. I am going to be kind to other people. I am going to give as much as I can. And if it's, you know, if it's 10 cents, if it's a dollar, it's 5 cents, whatever it is, give. If it's a homeless person on the street, if it's a Santa Claus or a donation, whatever, donation of clothes, it doesn't have to be money. When you start giving, then that is going to bounce right back to you, and things will be given to you. Now, we don't give to get, but we give because we know we're unlimited. And if you absolutely knew that you were unlimited, you would give. I would have to bet that 99.99% of the listening audience right now would give if they knew everything was given to them that they ever needed. And that's what I'm telling you. Everything that you will ever need will be given to you. You just have to know it, number one. You have to accept it, number two. And you have to believe and have faith that this is your sandbox and that you can create at will. Do I still have Taz? I guess I don't. I thought she was coming back on. So, I'm delayed. Okay. I'll get used to this pretty soon, people. Okay. So, once we decide that we're going to clean up our sandbox and get rid of chaos, get rid of anger, get rid of, oh, I don't know, water cooler gossip. When we get rid of all of that stuff, then we can start focusing on ourselves and how we want to be. And you can create you any way you want. It's just a beautiful thing. And this power within you will say, oh, I see. We are now going to be peaceful. Well, here's the scenario that you're going to walk into. This is your peace. And it's going to reflect back to you. And this is part of manifestation. Everything comes from nothing. There's not one thing that does not come from nothing or nothing. So, as I explained it last week, the pencil that you write with was a no thing at one time. It was nothing. It was even nothing that nobody even thought about it yet. That's how much of a nothing it was. The computer screen that you're looking at was a nothing. It wasn't even a thought yet. That's how much of a nothing it was. And the moment it became a something is when someone picked up the thought and made it conscious and said, oh, this little cylinder thing here, it just popped into my brain. You know what? I'm going to put some lead in the middle and make this thing round, and we'll be able to write with it. It now became a something being formulated in somebody's thought process. And then that entity went even further and said, I'm physically going to make it. I'm going to act upon this. So eventually we had a pencil that we could start writing and drawing with. But at one moment in time, it was such a no thing, it wasn't even a thought yet. So everything begins with nothing. And so if I was someone, I would take a strong look at this and say, well, if I really want to manifest, I'd better go shopping in the nothing store. The nothing store is full of anything that you want. All you have to do, it's kind of like if you went to Kmart and you stood at the door and there was nothing inside this building, nothing. But you just stood at the door, you go, I want, and you name your want. And then you just go on your merry way, and all of a sudden, it's in front of you. I would ask you this. I know it happens all the time. We think about something on a Tuesday, and Friday it shows up in our reality, and it goes, my God, I was just thinking about this the other day. Tuesday, I think it was. I was thinking about Jane, and here Jane is calling me on a Friday. I haven't talked to her for 10 years. I didn't even know where she was. Or it doesn't have to be somebody that's called you out of the clear blue sky. Like if you needed something for a project and you didn't have it, and all of a sudden it pops up in your reality, and you're going, oh, it's exactly what I needed. I've been thinking about this, and I didn't know where to go get it, and here it is. Have you ever wondered what happened between Tuesday and Friday? Has everybody wondered what was taking place in those 3 days? Your nothing store was delivering. It just took 3 years to get it to you. You requested it, and then you allowed it to coagulate. What your thoughts do is they coagulate into mass. You think about it, you speak about it, and that energy becomes a bottle or a telephone or a pencil or a computer screen. It coagulates into thought, and all of a sudden you have your physical reality in front of you because you thought it into existence. You did it. No one else. So what we have here is thinking, speaking, and acting. And on Tuesday, I really need to get this for this project because the project's due. I really need to get this for this project because the project is due on Monday. And you forget about it. And all of a sudden it shows up and you go, dang, exactly. I was going to start looking for that tomorrow. And that was going to be in my reality. I mean, I wanted it. But it showed up before you could even do it. And that's how powerful you are. You just don't realize it. And then you take this thought that you just go, wow. Was that fate? No, it was a thought process showing up. Was it a wish? No, it was a thought process showing up. Was it a prayer? You can call it that. But it was really a thought process showing up in your physical reality. And sometimes when we get really, really desperate, oh, my God, please, 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 I need it, I need it, I need it. I need it in the worst way, and it shows up, and you go, phew. Man, it came in at the last second, but here it is. Do you realize how focused you were? And it doesn't matter whether the thought's begging or non-begging or panicked. It's a thought that this is what you need in your reality to finish off this phase of your life. And all of a sudden, it's there because it was so focused. But I'm here to tell you that you don't have to get into the panic mode of, please God, please God, please God, because it's going to show up whether you do that or not. As long as you're focused, as long as you have that emotion, the driver of the thought in your focus, and your emotional beingness is pushing that thought out to the front of you, and it will create mass. Period. And you do it every day. You do it 24/7. If anybody's out there that wants to call in, I'm going to give you the new numbers here, or the same numbers. The U.S. and Canada is 1-888-228-4494. And the worldwide number, which you can use for the U.S. and Canada also, is 1-877-489-6350. And then there's a direct line of 530-776-5154. And if there's anybody out there that wants to talk, I'd love to talk to them. So let's go back to miracles and our sandboxes. Well, miracles don't drop out of the sky. Well, kind of, sort of, but not really. But we want this miracle that we think is a miracle. Actually, it's just a thought processing happening. And we sit and we pray and we beg and we scream and we cry and we need this thing. We want to experience it in the worst way. And we're in our sandbox and we're doing all this trauma, trying to make this thing happen in our thinking. Well, miracles don't fall out of the sky. What they do, how they happen, is we have all of our other friends. Yes. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
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 Hello?
This is the caller.
Oh, hi. How are you? Go ahead.
Hi.
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 Hi. Ian, how are you?
I'm sorry, your name?
Hi, my name's Corey.
Oh, Corey. Hi, Corey. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm delighted to hear from you. What can I help you with, Corey?
Well, a while back you were talking about how there's really no importance on, like, positive and negative and positive and negative thoughts, and I was just wondering if you could clarify on that and really explain why it is that they're not important, or we shouldn't label things.
Well, okay. If you keep pounding that I'm thinking positive, I'm thinking positive, I'm thinking positive, that really means that there's negatives in your life. If you think there's a good thought, that means there's a bad thought in your life that you're just trying to cover over with something. If you eliminate positive and negative, good and bad, or any of those other kind of adjectives, you just have a thought, period. Then the next question is, well, if I have these thoughts, which thoughts, not that it's bad or good, but which thought is going to get me where I'm going? And so you pick one. And here, when you're thinking, I personally can do this. Some people can do more, some people do less, but I can do 30 different thoughts coming out of my head all at once. And could I ask you which thought is greater or lesser than the next thought? If you didn't have any labels on them, you would just say, you would just pick the thoughts. You would choose the thought that you're going to experience. But when you say, I am thinking positive, that means that you are covering up or trying to cover up the negative thought. And that thought, it's still there because you haven't gotten rid of it. You're just not talking about it. But with positive and negative, your positive thought would be, oh, I want to get two tickets to go see Barbara Streisand. Your negative thought was, I may not get them. And then there's the other thought, I'm going to get two tickets to Barbara Streisand. And as long as you focus on that and absolutely know that you're going to get them without any positive or negative, you'll end up with them because your energy will be so focused that you're going to get it. And it's the same as you walking to your sink right now and putting a glass under the faucet and pouring out water. You absolutely know you can do that. It is called absolute knowledge. And it doesn't mean you might be able to do it. It doesn't mean you kind of sort of can do it. It means you absolutely know that you can do this. You absolutely know that you can take a pencil and draw a circle on a piece of paper. You absolutely know this. So what happens, excuse me, Corey, I got to take a sip of water here. So with absolute knowledge, what happens when people pick a really something they want in the worst way, and they go, oh, I want it. And by the way, wants in the future, and want is means you don't have it. When you say want, that means you don't have it, right? So we won't go there right now. We have to have some English language left to describe things. But you're in this, you know, lotus mode. You're just squinting your eyes and you're oming yourself to death and want. That's not absolute knowledge. That's still, am I going to get it? That's not absolute knowledge. I'm just really wishing that I'm going to get it. That's not absolute knowledge. That's wishing. That's wishy-washy wishing. That has nothing to do with absolute knowledge. When you absolutely know that you are experiencing this thought, that it's a thought right now, and you're bringing it into manifestations, and it is going to open up in your physical reality so you can see it. The question is, what do you want to see? What is it that you are seeing? I keep on talking in the future, but it's actually, what are you seeing in your head? What are you seeing? And the eyes are just lens. They just, you know how Superman has those little rays that darts out of his head? It's the same thing, except for ours are clear. And so the brain is sending out your thought process through your eyes. And if you're not seeing what you're thinking inside your head, the next question is, why aren't I seeing what I am thinking? And then you got to tweak your thought process. And you keep tweaking it and tweaking it. There's a great movie out there. It is called Groundhog's Day. I love this movie. Because every morning he gets up and tweaks his thought process until he gets to experience what he's thinking inside of his head. That's all we do is experience our thoughts. That's all we do. Period. End of story. And then I can hear it now. I can hear you're going, well, I'm not experiencing what I want to do. I'm not experiencing the lifestyle that I want. Yeah, you are. Because if you are not experiencing anything else but the picture of your perfect life, you are experiencing what you want to experience. Here's the deal. If you are not, let's see, how do I say this? If you're not experiencing, let me give this right. We always are experiencing what we want to experience, because if we weren't, we'd be doing something else. So we love, and I know this is a lot of phone calls later, we only do what we like to do. And I can hear you out there. You go, no, I don't like doing what I'm doing. Yeah, you do, because if you didn't like what you were doing, you would be doing something else. And so we stay in these ruts. And the only thing we have to do is change our thinking. That's it. And so you go, well, I don't want this dead-end job anymore. Change it. Change your thinking. Change your life. But what's going to happen is I want to experience the job over there. That beautiful. They're always working outside. They've got brand-new cars. And here I am. The only difference between those people across the street and you is their thought process. They don't have a negative, quote-unquote, thought process. All of their thought processes are what they are experiencing. Your thought processes is what you're experiencing. And last week I said the only difference between most of the population in the U.S., between the majority of the population and Donald Trump, is thinking, thought processing. Donald Trump says think big. Most people think small. They think in lack. They think in frugal. He says, never give up, ever give up. Never, never, never give up. People start their dreams and it doesn't happen in their time frame, and so they give up and they don't realize it because they give up. They don't focus, clear, precise focusing on what they are going to experience because they put a time limit on it. And as soon as you put a time limit on it, you've put it into limitation. Any other questions, Corey?
No, I think that was it. I mean, if you could just summarize, I think what you're trying to say is that you shouldn't label your thought processes. If you could finish that sentence for me, like, why should you or should you not label your thought process as a positive or a negative?
Because if you label a positive, that means you have a lurking negative. And if you have a lurking negative, that thought process also happens. It doesn't matter the label you get it. A thought is a thought, and thoughts happen in your physical reality. The question then becomes, which thoughts do I need in order to experience what I want to experience? And then the answer is, number one, only think of thoughts that support you where you want to go. If you have a thought within you that does not take you where you want to go, you need to erase it from your memory bank. You need to hit the delete button. And only think of thoughts that will keep on supporting you and where you want to go. Hit the delete button 24/7. Hit the enter button 24/7, and pretty soon you have a reality that's going to reflect your thinking. And for the time being, if you're not seeing what you're thinking, then just hold on for a little bit, because there's a frame, and that thought is coming. It's got to get past all the thoughts that weren't supporting you, but the reel's turning, and you have these little frames, and they're coming, and all of a sudden you're going to see, you're going to find it. You're going, oh, that's what I was thinking, that's what I wanted to experience, and here it is. And that is how you start learning how to manifest your life your way. And if any of you are out there starting to think this way, I really want to hear from you next week, and we'll go over it and go, Ian, it didn't work. I'm going to say, well, what were you thinking? And then we're going to discuss what you were thinking, and we're going to tweak your thoughts. We're going to tweak your thoughts. And I guarantee you, you're going to have a life your way. Huh, Corey? I think Corey hung up. But anyway, I thank you for calling in. I appreciate all your thoughts. Please call in next week, and we'll continue thinking about thinking and how it's going to change your life, that you can have the life that you want your way, 100% go, to stay with the program, and we'll get you there under 45 days. There's going to be some miracles happening. Hope to see you soon. This is Ian from Ian's Place, and we'll see you next week at 7:55 Pacific Time. Good night.